Ladies and gentlemen, the 21st Annual Chicagoland Music Festival is on the air from coast to coast as thousands of gaily colored balloons rise up toward the heavens. Let's greet our radio audience with a mighty cascade of music as more than 75,000 voices, led by community song leader Frank Bennett, unite us in singing I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles.
All ready. I'm forever blowing bubbles, blowing bubbles in the
a full hour broadcast of one of America's greatest spectacles of music and song, the 21st Annual Chicagoland Music Festival, starring Alec Templeton and honoring Henry Weber and Egbert Van Alstyne. Since the very beginning of these famous musical events 21 years ago, the Chicagoland Music Festivals have been presented by the Chicago Tribune Charities Incorporated for the benefit of the underprivileged. And for 21 consecutive years, these festivals have been in charge of one man, a member of the Chicago Tribune editorial staff, and noted Midwestern radio personality who has appeared before more than 2 million spectators in this stadium since the birth of this gigantic event. Presenting again tonight, for the 21st time in as many years, your festival director and master of ceremonies, Mr. Philip Maxwell.
Thank you, Everett Clark. And a cordial good evening to the millions of listeners on the air who have now joined the more than 75,000 spectators here at Soldier's Field. Appropriately, we are to open this broadcast portion of the 21st Annual Chicagoland Music Festival with a mighty song of praise from the Messiah by Frederick Handel. We sincerely dedicate this moving work to the House of God, a beautiful new building to be dedicated tomorrow at Mooseheart, August 25th. And now we hear, under the direction of our general choral director, Dr. Edgar Nelson, the combined festival choruses unite in voices, an inspiring and a majestic Hallelujah Chorus.
Oh, my God, I'm here.
Thank you, Dr. Nelson, and the combined choruses of the 21st Annual Chicagoland Music Festival at Soldiers Field in Chicago. The singing of this wonderful number tonight is dedicated to the House of God, a new building which will be dedicated at Moose Heart tomorrow, August the 20th. As many of you will remember, one of the most memorable events of last year's festival was the great field spectacle of 53 Hammond electric organs. To our knowledge, the largest organ ensemble ever assembled in the world, which was directed by one of America's outstanding radio and concert organists, Mr. Porter Heath. Last year's organ spectacle fades somewhat into insignificance as we look out onto the vast green carpet of Soldiers Field tonight. Here we find that Mr. Heath has augmented his world's greatest organ ensemble to a considerable degree. The 53 organs of last year have become 76 organs tonight. But that's not all. To the 76 organs, Porter Heaps has added 18 harps. Count them. 18 beautiful harps. So tonight, through the cooperation of the Hammond Instruments Company and Lyon & Healy of Chicago, we proudly present the largest organ and harp ensemble ever heard or seen in the world. From his tower-like podium out on the field, Porter Heaps raises his baton, and the first number we hear is Flying Down to Rio. Volume of music, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing like it has ever been heard in the world. Next, we are to hear this history-making organ and harp ensemble in one of the most beautiful and popular works of the French impressionistic composer Claude Debussy. Porter Heaps conducts 76 Hammond organs and 18 harps in Clair de Lune. Thank you. thought I was going to ask you if you would like to have an encore, but I don't think it's necessary. I'm sure you do. Well, we'll just for fun. How many would like to hear another number? All right. We'll make it a double encore, a specially arranged medley of the Officer of the Day March and America the Beautiful. Hugh Porter Heaps and the world's greatest ensemble of 76 Hammond organs and 18 harps. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to one of the great highlights of each year's Chicagoland Music Festival, the presentation of the winners of our great vocal contest. For many months prior to the festival itself, more than 1,000 young men and women from all over America and Canada participated in sectional vocal contests. These sectional events climax in the finals, which are held right here in this stadium before more than 75,000 spectators. This morning, two young women and two young gentlemen were selected by the judges to compete in the finals of this 1950 contest. The contest for these four was held at the festival earlier tonight. The judges who heard these finalists were our distinguished star of the evening, Alec Templeton, Mrs. Royden J. Keith, president of the National Federation of Music Clubs, and Mr. Louis Sudler, noted Chicago baritone and business leader. The contest chairman is Mr. John Reek, who has just handed me the judge's decision as to the best woman singer and the best man singer of this 1950 Chicagoland Music Festival. Before I present the winners, I would like to congratulate the runners-up, for they are fine artists, and another year might well find them at the very top. But here are the results as compiled by the judges, and a little later I shall give you the runners-up. The grand prize-winning woman singer... The grand prize woman singer is the young lady who sang as one, Miss Suzanne Hamilton, 24 years of age, of 2416 Lakeview Avenue, right here in Chicago. Congratulations to you, Miss Suzanne. And the grand prize winning man singer is the gentleman who sang as two, Mr. David M. Aiken, 32 years old, of 8 Colonial Court, New Canaan, Connecticut. And congratulations to you, David. The runners-up were Miss Grace J. Ravensloot, 24 years of age, of 2008 South Burdick Street, Kalamazoo, Michigan. And Byron L. Swanson, 33 years of age, of 1805 East 15th Avenue, Spokane, Washington. And now it is our pride and privilege to present each of these grand prize-winning artists in a coast-to-coast radio debut. First, we present Miss Suzanne Hamilton, who is to sing My Hero from the Chocolate Soldier. Thank you very much, Miss Hamilton. And now our grand prize-winning man singer of the 1950 Chicagoland Music Festival, Mr. David Akin, who will sing Without a Song by Vincent Yeoman.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the dawn would never end. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A child is born, but he ain't without a song. I got my trouble and woe, but soon as I know the tournament we roll, I'll get along as long as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the grass fall. I'll never know what makes the rain fall. I only know
thank you so much, Mr. Akin. Our sincere congratulations to these four fine artists. And our best wishes for a long and a successful career to all of these four outstanding singers. Let's show by our applause how much we enjoyed them. Friends of the Chicagoland Music Festival, may I direct your attention now to one of the oldest and most honored singing organizations in the city of Chicago, the famous Switched Club Male Chorus. A large percentage of the membership of this club was born in Sweden. Practically all of the members are of Swedish descent, but they are 100% Americans now and representing many diversified professions and businesses. These fine citizens have contributed much toward America's greatness. Tonight, they will contribute a great deal to our musical culture as they sing for us under the able direction of Mr. Newt Hansen. First, we are to hear the inspiring and the unique, the Switched Greeting.
Boys on the hill, ding, ding, up. On down the fence, when the fence, rock, rock. They will turn the fence and let the million heads stop. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
And next, Newt Hansen is to direct a Switched Club Male Chorus in a special vocal arrangement of The Lost Chord by Sullivan. Thank you, Newt Hanson, and the famous Switched Club Mail Corps. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present a brief tribute to the first of our two honored guests of this 1950 Chicagoland Music Festival. The guest I refer to is Mr. Henry Weber, Distinguished General Musical Director of the Chicagoland Music Festival for the past 15 consecutive years. Mr. Weber. It was back in the year of 1923 that a 22-year-old student of the great Richard Strauss stepped to the conductor's podium for his operatic debut. That was in the city of Vienna. And the young conductor, one of the youngest to ever conduct opera professionally in Europe, was an American. His name, Henry Weber. Mr. Weber's American debut came a year later when he was 23 with the Chicago Civic Opera Company in a performance of Wagner's Tannhauser. Since that Chicago operatic debut in 1924, this brilliant young musician has become internationally known as a foremost American conductor of grand opera, operetta, symphony, and radio. He has conducted at Chicago's famed Orchestra Hall and at Grant Park in Ravinia. Since the early days of radio, Henry Weber has been the Midwest musical director for the Mutual Broadcasting System. He is known from coast to coast as a conductor of the Chicago Philharmonic Orchestra, the popular Chicago Theater of the Air, and the fine Sunday night musical program appropriately called The Enchanted Hour. Still a young man, Henry Weber has a long and even more distinguished career before him, and the Chicagoland Music Festival is justly proud in claiming him as our own. Tonight, as a tribute to this honored guest, we go back 26 years and recreate that great moment when Henry Weber first conducted Tannhauser at the Auditorium Theater here in Chicago. We present Mr. Henry Weber conducting the 100-piece Festival Orchestra and the great Festival Chorus in the Festival March from Tannhauser.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Henry Weber. Henry, we look forward to your capable musical direction for many, many Chicagoland music festivals yet to come. Now we come to that long-awaited moment when we present the great and distinguished star of this 1950 Chicagoland Music Festival, Mr. Alec Templeton. Alec Templeton, English by birth, star of radio, concert, the theater, and recording, is one of the truly great artists of this century. This talented entertainer is as much at home with the classics as most of us are with Tin Pan Alley. Yet he knows Tin Pan Alley better than most of us and has a unique way of bringing the composer of popular songs up to the stature of a Mozart and bringing the grandeur of a Mozart down to the level of general appreciation. The impressions of Alec Templeton, transposed to the keyboard of his piano, are rare masterpieces of musical artistry. His improvisations, framed in mimicry, satire, and whimsy, are moments of musical caricature. He was our guest star in 1938, and we're happy in this his return. But let's permit this great artist to speak for himself. And here he is in person, the one and only Alec Templeton.
Thank you very much, Phil, and it's a thrill to be here tonight. Now, I expect many of you have heard Yasha Heifetz play the famous Horace Staccato by Dinicu. Well, now we're going to rock with the Romanians for a bit and jive with the gypsies, and with the help of Mr. Henry Weber and his orchestra, we will have a few with Dinicu. I think that there'd be nothing more appropriate on this beautiful moonlight night than to say something that it really needs no introduction at all, the first movement of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. And now I'm going to improvise on five notes. And as my audience are a little bit too far away from the microphone, I'm going to ask some of the orchestra to give me five notes, a sharp or a flat or a natural, and I will take those notes and improvise on them. Now let's have A natural, G, B, F sharp, D. All right? A, G, B, F sharp, and D. And finally, Stephen Foster. Is a very simple story. It seems that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, formerly of Salzburg, but now of heaven, was leaning over the pearly gates one day, listening to some of the music of Rodgers and Hart, and he thought, oh, I wish I could get on Broadway. So now, let's see what happens as Mozart meets Rodgers and Hart. Rodgers and Hart, who got together with Mr. Mozart. Mozart was dying to get on Broadway, at least that's what we heard him say. Ah, what could I do? Oh, what could I do to get on Broadway? Ah, I have it, Rodgers and Hart, they are the ones that'll help me. I will knock upon their door. Here comes their secretary now. Good morning, sir. What can I do for you? My name is Wolfgang Mozart. Show me to the nearest piano, for I have a song to sing you called La Hachidarem La Mano, a simple melody. To which she replies, oh, Mr. Mozart, that's adorable. It's deplorable, 'twas never on Broadway. Ah, but listen to this dialogue from my opera, Don Giovanni. Leporello speaks first. Signore, cosa vedo, cosa c'è matrimonio? Oh, lo so, io vorrei stare. E bravo, bravo. E risco di sapere. E donna Ivana. E donna Anna, così. E tu sì, così, io sono piatto vento. Ho detto, eccellente, eccellente, bravissimo. Bravo. I wowed him in Salzburg. Well, Leporello may have been a very funny fellow, but on Broadway, that ain't funny. It was very, very funny in my opera, Don Giovanni. Ah, but here is your blue room, and here is my voce sapete, and I think I can put them together. I think I can put them together. Let's try. Let's try.
Voi che sapete del mio cor, donne vedete il mio tesor. We'll have a blue room, a new room for two rooms, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Because you're married to me. Mozart's delighted, he's got on Broadway. Mozart's excited, oh, just hear him say, thank you, good people, my life you have made. You've got me on the hit parade, you've got me on the hit parade. We've got Mozart on the hit parade.
Thank you so much, Alec Templeton. It has been a rare privilege to welcome you again this year as the star of our great Chicagoland Music Festival. It's time now to present another contest winner of this year's festival, chosen from among hundreds of young musicians from all over the country who have competed in the accordion contest. The young winner is Miss Arlene Enz, E-I-N-Z, 17 at 2216 North Magnolia Avenue, right here in Chicago, and she will play Caroline Overture by Beethoven. Thank you very much, Miss Heinz, in the Coriolanus Overture by Beethoven. The honored guest I referred to, Festival of Friends, is an international famous composer of popular songs in Chicago, is proud indeed tonight to honor the second honored guest of this great festival. And the honored guest I refer to is Mr. Egbert Van Alstine, And since Mr. Van Alstyne is 72 years young, it may be that many of our younger generation do not know him by name. But the whole world sings his song. Although Egbert Van Alstyne has written more than 500 compositions, time permits us to feature but three of his most popular songs tonight. Pretty Baby, Memories, and In the Shade of the Old Apple Tree. Mr. Van Alstyne was born in Marengo, Illinois, in McHenry County. As a young man, he played the organ in several of his hometown churches and sold newspapers on the streets of Rockford. He and his wonderful mother, the late Aunt M. Lanning of radio fame, moved to near Mount Vernon, Iowa, about 1895, where Mr. Van Alstyne was a student at Cornell College. While at college, he wrote a school song and later toured the country, entertaining thousands of people with his compositions. Tonight, in tribute to Egbert Van Alstyne's contributions to the music of America, we're going to present a great pageant, which is about to take place right out here in Soldiers Field before us. The time is the year 1905, and the scene is New York's Central Park. We see before us the lake in Central Park, and we see two young men lazily rowing a boat across the placid waters. One of them is Egbert Van Alstyne as a young composer. The other is the late Harry Williams, lyric writer for many of Mr. Van Alstyne's compositions. As the boat drifts quietly along the bank of the lake, we eavesdrop on their conversation.
Springtime in little old New York.
You're pretty happy about it, aren't you, Harry?
Happy? I'm delirious. Say, what's the trouble, Van? Don't you like it here in New York?
Sure. Sure, I like it, Harry. But it just takes getting used to it, I guess.
Must be a lot different from Marengo, Illinois, isn't it?
Yes, a lot different. This is a mighty pretty park, and the blossoms around the lake are a beautiful sight, but... Say, Harry, I haven't noticed any apple blossoms, have you?
Now that you mention it, no, not here in the park, anyway.
That's what's wrong. I'm homesick, I guess. Back in Marengo at this time of year, I could stand on Stanford Hill and see millions of apple blossoms on the old Doc Miller and Tim Griffith place.
Did I hear you say you're a homesick, Mr. Van Alstyne?
Harry, did you hear something?
Why, I'm not sure, Van. Listen.
Mr. Van Alstyne, I've been listening to you and Mr. Williams talking, and I think I can help you out. You know, in these days of radio and television magic, most anything is possible. If you want apple blossoms, just count to three.
Say, Harry, did he say to count to three?
I think so, Van.
That's right. Just count to three and you'll find that May Blossom McDonald, with her children from her dancing school and the National Polish Alliance and the girls of the Austin YMCA, will bring you apple blossoms.
Well, Mr. Whoever you are, that's a pretty big order, but I'll never turn down a dare. So here goes. One, two, three.
From Soldiers Field in Chicago, Mutual has presented an hour-long broadcast of the 21st Annual Chicagoland Music Festival, sponsored each year by the Chicago Tribune Charities Incorporated for the benefit of the underprivileged. Alec Templeton with the star of this year's festival. This is Jack LaFrandre speaking for Philip Maxwell and the entire Chicagoland Music Festival. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.